Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to In Touch with Spirit. I am so happy to have you with me on this Sunday evening. My name is Jess Steinman, and I am happy that you could all join me. We will get to our guest in just a few moments, but before we do, just wanted to mention a couple of things that are coming up and also an exciting surprise that I have coming up. First of all, I wanted to mention for those of you that have regularly been following me on the Dan and Kim show on Mix 93.1 in Springfield, Mass., I will be back on that show this coming Friday, the 18th, from 7 to 8 a.m. I'm on there the third Friday of every month from 7 to 8, and you can listen from anywhere in the world. I do have a link available on my website. And my website, for those of you who may be new to the show, is www.intouchwithspirit.com. Again, that's intouchwithspirit.com. And on my calendar page, you'll see a link right there that says, click here to listen live from anywhere to the Dan and Kim show. And I offer live readings from 7 to 8 a.m. I also am going to be hosting a series of open reading days at various locations, both at In Spirit Common in Northampton, Massachusetts, as well as Healthy Alternatives in Belchertown, Mass., and a few other areas as well. So you may want to check those out if you have been wanting to schedule a reading with me. I also am in the process of coming up with some dates for some other exciting events. Julie Sohacki and I will be teaming up to offer another Empowering Women workshop this summer, a day-long workshop, that is. And I will also be bringing my mediumship workshop, my one-day mediumship training, back. I am in the process of planning some dates for that, and as soon as I have them planned and the details all set, they will, of course, be up on my website calendar. And, of course, there are many other exciting things. I invite you to check out my website regularly because the calendar is always changing with new and exciting opportunities. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention, for those of you who follow my In Touch with Spirit page on Facebook, which for those of you who aren't on there, it's very easy. It's just facebook.com/intouchwithspirit. And I have a little surprise coming up. Well, I guess it won't be so much of a surprise now that I'm mentioning it. But once I get to 500 fans on the Facebook page, I will be offering, and I will explain further in detail on the page at the time when it happens, I will be offering a short one-card or two-card reading for the first 10 people that comment to the status on my Facebook page. And again, I will put that on there when it is the right time, when 500 people have joined. And then there will also be another little surprise in there, but I'll keep that literally a surprise until the time that it happens. So I encourage you to go join because you may be one of those 10 people who will receive a mini reading from me. Again, the page on Facebook, very easy. It's facebook.com/intouchwithspirit. So I do invite you to join me there. I put all of my events that I have up there. I also share little insights with you that I might have, little channeled messages from Spirit or anything else that I think might be of interest to you. So I do invite you to join me on there. And of course, I'm also on Twitter and MySpace and YouTube as well. Now, enough about me. I am very excited this evening to welcome back my special guest, Laura Rose. Laura is the owner of the Purple Rose Healing Center in Terraville, Connecticut, and she is an intuitive, empath, card reader, medium, Usui Reiki Master, and a Lightarian Reiki Master Teacher. She offers readings and healing sessions, and she also is a former Connecticut State Prosecutor and an attorney for 16 years. Laura, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you so much, Jess, for bringing me back. I just love to be with you.
Oh, and I love having you on the show. It's always fun to work together.
Yes, it is.
So I know that there has been a, shall we say, a new modality that has come into your life since you were last on the show, Lightarian Reiki.
Yes, and there has, and I'm very excited about it.
Yes, please tell us, what is Lightarian Reiki?
Lighterian Reiki is a special form of Reiki that takes you to higher vibrational bands of Reiki. And so it is meant for people who've attained Reiki master level in the Usui-based tradition, or in other traditions of Reiki, you have to attain certain levels in order to then take the Lighterian series. So for those of you who are like me, who became an Usui Reiki master and then said, okay, what now? This is the answer. At least it was for me. It has really changed my life and also changed the ability that I have to bring even more healing energy to my clients.
Wow, that is really amazing. So how exactly, if you could describe this, how exactly does it work? Is it similar to Usui Reiki, or is it does it differ a lot? How does that work?
Well, the Lighterian program, and for those of you who want more information, you can check out my website, and also the Lighterian Institute has its own website, and that is lighterian.com, and so that will give you even more information than I could even share with you tonight. But yes, it works very similar to Usui Reiki. You channel it through yourself. You're the channel for it, and it then moves through your body and out your hands for the most part, but it can come out other ways because it is energy, out your hands and into the client's energy field. And it works the same way Usui Reiki does on all levels of being, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And as I mentioned, it is channeling, being able to channel through higher vibrational bands of Reiki. So it is still the same thing, although you'll find with the Lighterian Reiki that there are less rules. than,
oh, wow.
So that's fun.
Yeah, I'm sure that is.
There are less rules, and I don't know if we have a lot of Reiki practitioners out there, but you know, you have to learn and memorize symbols and all of that, and there really is none of that as you move up to the higher vibrational bands of Reiki. You just kind of, you get the attunement at each level the same way you get the attunement for Usui Reiki, and that really plugs you in and helps you to channel the deeper bands.
Wow, that really sounds very fascinating. So I'm curious, I know that when we were talking about this, you mentioned that that Lighterian Reiki works very much with the energy of the Ascended Masters. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The Lighterian program was actually channeled through the founders of the Lighterian Institute, and this happened out in Sedona. And for those of you who are in that area, you know what an amazing energy that space is. And I've had the pleasure of visiting there myself. In fact, Spirit led me there before leading me to the Lighterian Reiki, which I thought was really cool. And so the Lighterian program, as channeled through those who have brought it to us, is said to come from Ascended Master Buddha. And so he, or his energy, the Ascended Master Buddha, is what we are connecting with in order to bring through the higher vibrational bands of Reiki. And in the Lighterian program itself, not only do you get the attunement to channel even more Reiki each time you sit, because it's a series, the Lighterian Reiki is a series, it's not just one attunement, you also then get attuned to a specific Ascended Master with each level of Reiki. So that was really, really exciting for me, to connect with the energies of the different Ascended Masters.
Oh, wow. And what was it like for you, if you don't mind sharing some of the experience?
Well, what happens when you get attuned during the series of the Lighterian Reiki, which, by the way, we are offering at the Purple Rose, and we'll have a new series beginning in September for those of you who are interested in it, and you can do it distance, remotely, and in person. And for me, what happened was, as it helps you personally raise your own vibration. So you do have some periods where the things that need healing within you come to the forefront, and there, you know, that happens with Usui Reiki attunements as well. There can be a period of detox in order for your vibration to raise enough in order to bring forward the higher levels of Reiki. So from a personal perspective, my vibration is, I thought my vibration was pretty high to begin with, but after finishing the series, I've really felt like it's taken me to new levels. And the Lighterian program is based upon unconditional love and non-judgment. And so that's really the energy that I'm in most of the time. I can't tell you I'm there all the time yet, but I'm there a lot more than I used to be. So your energy adjusts in order to bring through the higher vibrational bands, and then you are able to then give that to the client at whatever level they are ready to receive it.
Wow, so you must be floating if your energy is even higher than before.
Well, you happen to know me, and so floating comes pretty naturally. But yes, I have to do
too. But
I have to work at grounding. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I understand that for sure. And I know also that you have talked about Lighterian angel links. Can you tell us a little bit about that too?
Yes, that is something that I am currently taking. I took Lighterian Reiki, the whole series, and then, of course, I became a Lighterian Reiki master, and now I can offer that, and I've been offering that through the Purple Rose. And I'm doing the same thing with the Lighterian Angel Link program. In fact, I only have one more link to make in July. That's the last one, and then I will be able to share and teach the angel links with everyone through the Purple Rose. And with the angel links, it's just really amazing. With the Lighterian Reiki, you get attuned and you get connected with different ascended masters. And with the angel link program, you get attuned with and connected to the different archangels. And that has been an amazing experience as well. It's just so awesome.
Wow.
I'm so passionate about it.
I know, it sounds it. I can just feel that it's buzzing with energy. I mean, just as you're talking about it, I can feel the energy coming through.
Well, yeah, it is. It's very amazing. It's very high level energy, and it really helps you. I mean, not only are you able to help your client, but the Lighterian attunements help you with. There are five principles. One is self-empowerment, the second is clearing, the third is healing, the fourth is activation, and the fifth is manifestation. So this program really has changed my life for the better, for the better. It's been amazing.
Wow, I'm so excited for you. And
thank you.
I will get the chance to take the Lighterian Reiki from you, or at least
Yay!
The angel.
Oh, it will be perfect for you. Yes, I look forward to that.
Definitely. So now I want to ask you, too, because, of course, those who have heard you on this show before and on your own show, which is also on Blog Talk Radio, anyone who knows you knows that you also offer card readings and mediumship readings. So I'm wondering, has the Lighterian energy changed your readings, or maybe more accurately, how has it changed your readings?
That's a fantastic question. And the same thing happens with the Usui Reiki attunements, is it can open your third eye and to really increase your intuitive ability. And with the Lighterian program, I have found that that happens as well. I know you know, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, that in order for us to do this work, in order for us to bring through messages from guides and angels and loved ones, we have to raise our vibration. And so with the Lighterian program, with each attunement that you take, your vibration naturally raises. And so, yes, I am able to. It's an easier connection for me than it has been before, and it can be clearer at times, and it can also be more detailed and clearer. Sometimes, you know, it still depends on the energies, the energy of the clients and all of the energies around you as well. But I know that my channel is definitely increased in its ability. Yeah, it's been amazing on all levels in all areas.
Wow, that is really incredible and very exciting. So, and just to repeat again for our listeners, you said that you will be offering Lighterian Reiki at the Purple Rose?
Yes, we are currently in a series right now, and so you couldn't join halfway through because each level is a prerequisite for the next, and it's a series of five attunements, and so we meet once a month And the month in between allows your body and your energy field to adjust to each attunement. So there's a series of five attunements. And we're kind of halfway through the Lighterian Reiki series that I'm offering right now. And then starting in September, because I had a lot of people who would like to take it and who couldn't make the one we're in now, I'm going to offer it again in September. I'm looking at it starting on September 18th, but I haven't put that out as a concrete date yet.
Got it. Okay, and if anyone wants to know more information either about the Lighterian Reiki or about any other offerings that you have, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, my website is the easiest way, and that is thepurplerose.net, so thepurplerose.net, and that will lead you to all the other things that I do. Like you, I have a blog, and I have a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook and all that other good stuff. So, and that will also give you my address and phone number and email. Thepurplerose.net will be the best way to network out there for me.
Fantastic. And I have to say, I love your blog, and particularly I love hearing the messages from Raven. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. She's very excited too. I have an amazing black lab, and she used to come with me a lot to the Purple Rose. And for a variety of reasons, she can't come now that we're in Terrafil. So she still wants to be involved. And when I decided to take the plunge into the world of blogging, she was right there in my face saying to me that she wanted to have her own blog. But I didn't have the energy to maintain two blogs. So what I do is I allow her to bring through a message every Wednesday. We call it Raven's World. And what she really is I have the ability to touch the animal world and communicate with the animal kingdom. So she's a gatekeeper for the animals, and she really brings through a message on behalf of all animals out there, those that are living in the wild and those that are our companions. And so it's a channeled message from the animal kingdom. But her face is on it, and it all comes through her as my gatekeeper.
Oh, I love it. And I have to say, I love looking on there every Wednesday and seeing what Raven has to say.
She's pretty amazing, isn't she?
She is. And I'm just curious, because I know this is something that's on a lot of people's minds right now. Has she given you any insight as to how the animals are feeling with what's been happening with the Gulf and the oil?
You know something? I know you... I know you can understand this as a fellow empath. I have really had to not pay much attention to that, not because I don't care. It's because it's too painful for me. And so I probably should ask Raven if the animals have a message. And as I'm actually saying these words, I can hear her coming in that it's a very powerful message for us, for the way we've been treating Mother Earth, and I'm hearing that it's a wake-up call for those of us. I'm sure your listeners don't need to be awoken, is that the right word? But there are many out there who it would help if they awakened to our imprint, how we are imprinting Mother Earth. But yeah, I can't watch the news coverage. It's just way too painful for me. I'm sure you can understand as my sister empath.
Oh yes, I can't watch the news. I can't even hear about it, you know, reading the paper, because it just makes me so sad.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Well,
but I send my prayers. I send my prayers and I send the energy. I just can't be inundated. And every now and then I tune in to see what's going on, but I have to do it in limited quantities.
Yes, I agree with you on that. So, and thank you to Raven for that insight. I know many of us could use that for sure. So I would like to, I know there are a lot of people sitting here waiting on our switchboard, so I'd like to at least get started with a couple of readings. Okay, so
sure.
Anything that you would like our listeners to know before they call in, because I know that, of course, as many who listen here know, that it's a three-way connection, the reader, spirit, and the client in front of us, or the person on the phone. So is there anything that you would like anyone to know before they call in for a reading?
The only thing that I ask people 4 is their first name. It's their energy vibration of their name that helps me to tune into the energy. Beyond that, I'm cool with whatever you do regularly on your show.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, we are going to start with someone who's been very patient and waiting since actually before the beginning of the show. Let's see, area code 814. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. My name is Dolly.
Hi, Dolly. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling to see if, you know, you have any messages of anything coming up in, like, the next 6 weeks on any subject, I guess.
Okay. Laura, would you like to go first?
May I? I don't want to like step on your toes, but I would usually ask a little bit more specific because we don't have a lot of time with each caller.
Okay, financial or go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
Financial or relationship?
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm hearing from Spirit, is it okay if I go first, Jess?
Oh yes, please.
Okay. What I'm hearing from Spirit is that it's really important for you to be in your integrity with these particular issues. I'm also hearing that you may be cleansing yourself right now from a particular relationship. Is there something that you've just let go of?
No.
Dolly? No?
No, there
okay.
isn't.
Okay, well, this may be something from the past, then, that Spirit is asking you to let go of. There's a cleansing, an energetic cleansing, a cord cutting that I am seeing. I'm seeing Archangel Michael coming in, helping you to remove some of these energies that he's saying are clogging up that energy towards future happiness for you. And what he's saying is that if it feels right to you, perhaps you want to do a special prayer to the angels before you fall asleep at night, asking them to help remove any of that old debris in your energy field, and that will open you up to something new coming in that would be a lot healthier for you than perhaps you've experienced in the past. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Jess, would you like to share?
Yep, I'm just getting, Dolly, I keep hearing about being grounded for you. I get the sense, as I'm tuning in with your energy, particularly around the financial things that are going on here, I get the sense that you have been in your head with this quite a bit. Like you've been either rolling over the numbers in your head or thinking about how am I going to make this work and that work. Do you understand this?
Yes, very much so.
Yep, so I want to say, Spirit is telling me to mention to you just to stay grounded and to stay centered. And one of the ways you can do that is using your breath. Whenever you start to feel yourself feeling a little worried about the finances or wondering how to make something work, just stop when you catch yourself and take a deep breath and just really feel yourself connected to wherever you're sitting or wherever you're standing, really connected with the earth. It's going to help pull you out of your mind a little bit and help you get a little bit more clarity and perspective.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, it really is amazing to me how Spirit just, I love how they tag team with us, and the messages are pretty similar.
It is so wonderful to read with you because I love how they do use our different vibrations and they use our different languages, our databases, and it is a similar message. And I think when I've read with other mediums such as yourself, it feels like it's more validating for the client sometimes because we're both getting the similar vein of the message, and it's just so awesome.
It really is, I know, and I love reading with you as well. I think that there's just the similarity of the messages, and as you say, the validation that comes through and almost like hearing it twice.
Exactly.
It is really interesting. And before we go to some other callers, I know something that we've talked about on previous shows, both your show and mine, is about, because people ask me this all the time, can I tune in? Can I get a message for myself? And I'm sure you probably hear that too. What do you have to say about that? What's your feeling on that?
Well, I definitely believe that everyone has intuitive gifts, and I also believe that one of my purposes is to reunite people with their intuitive gifts.
Yes.
And so I offer a lot of programs at the Purple Rose, psychic development. We're going to have psychic remembrance parts 1 and 2 being offered again at the end of August, and then in September one will be a weeknight offering and the other will be a Saturday offering, because I had so many people say, I can't come at night, I need a weekend, and I've had people say, I need a vice versa. So I'm doing both. doing both for all of you beautiful people out there who want to come in. And yes, I offer psychic remembrance courses, and that's really what Spirit told me when I was putting the course together back a few years, is I'm not here to teach you to be psychic, I'm here to help you remember that you already are. And so we have the beginning courses, parts 1 and 2, and then I offer different psychic and mediumship development circles for those people who want to keep coming back and having a nice, safe, and gentle area to practice their gifts in and get some more tools and techniques along the way. But I fully believe that not only is everyone intuitive and able to connect through the veil with the angels and the spirit guides and our loved ones and the animal helpers as well, I believe that we're supposed to. I think that that's the changing times right now, is to remind us that we need to have all cylinders fully prepped and running, not only our intelligence and our common sense, but also our intuitive ability, and to blend that all back in together. I think that's the part of this reawakening that is so important.
Yes, I agree with you, and I know that when I have meditated before and connected with the angels or the masters, and one of the things they say is that we don't connect nearly enough. Sometimes I think that
Yes. We
fear we're asking them too much, and they say, oh, no, you're not asking nearly enough.
I think we're supposed to work in conjunction with them constantly. We're supposed to have them. They are around us, obviously, but they want to help guide us more particularly. And the best way, I know a lot of people, you know, do the wrinkly nose up at it, but the best way I have found is through meditation. And whenever I sit in meditation, my guides chide me because I don't do it enough either. So
Right. It's
not just, it's everyone, I think.
Exactly. Yep. And I remind people, because one of the things that I love doing is sharing different kinds of meditation. Many people that have been listening regularly know that I co-lead a guided group meditation circle. And meditation does not just have to be, you know, sitting on a cushion somewhere in a quiet space chanting Om. There are so many other forms of meditation.
Yes, you can be in nature and do nature walks. It's really about quieting that mind in whatever format that works for you, whether it could be yoga, it could be crocheting, but allowing that mind to quiet of thought so that spirit can come in, spirit of light and love can come in and bring you messages and answers to your prayers and clarity for the things that you're struggling with.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I tell people, too, that, you know, you don't just have to be a quote-unquote medium to work or to connect with your loved ones on the other side. You can just be yourself and still receive a message.
Yes, and our loved ones can communicate with us directly and through our senses. That's the way it happens. Or they can bring you signs to let you know that they are around you through so many different ways. I know you and I have talked about signs before, but it could be a song on the radio. It could be a license plate with a particular name on it. It could be a feather or a coin that you find. There's so many different ways to bring signs to us that they're still with us.
Yes, definitely. And I have to laugh with the coins, because I know somebody that says, I've heard about pennies from heaven, but why did they drop $100 bills?
Woo-hoo! Sign
know,
me up.
That be nice? Oh, too funny. So, all right, I would like to get back to our phone lines, because they are pretty jam-packed here. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to area code 954. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. This is Patty. I have two questions. One is a little unusual. I want to know when I'm going to get rid of this irritating sound that I got going on in my home. It's a high-frequency sound, and it's been going on for about a week, and it's kind of driving me crazy. And I don't know if it's coming from an appliance or if it's in the walls or what's going on, but it was not here before, and when I go outside, I don't hear it, so I know it's not my ears. Any ideas?
Do you want me to go, or would you
up?
Like... Is your, Patty, is your mom on the other side?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because I'm feeling a mothering energy when
yes.
you're talking. So my sense is that I don't know if there's an actual physical reason for this sound, but when you asked the question, your mother came right in. So my sense is that she wants you to know that she's with you and that she's around you quite a bit. My sense from her is that there's something that you're struggling with right now, or there's something that's on your mind, and she wants you to know that she's very, very much with you and that your prayers will be answered soon.
Right, I'm struggling with a financial issue related half and half to my home and other situations. So,
okay.
I don't, you know, you see that resolved soon.
Jeff, do you want
to? Oh, I'm sorry, I was just going to jump right in there.
Go ahead.
Laura, onto your message. And, Patty, what I'm going to tell you, I'm also hearing here for you, and I feel like this is coming from Mom. She's telling me not to take yourself or not to take life so seriously. I get the feeling that you're getting caught up in what I would call the details, the day-to-day stuff. And there's a place for that. I'm not going to say that there's not. But I feel like Mom's saying, take a look at the big picture. Don't be afraid to laugh at the, you know, at the small stuff, at the silly stuff. Really allow yourself to get in touch with that energy of joy. Because I feel like that's been missing for you a little bit. Do you understand that?
A lot. Yeah, a lot, because I've had a lot of serious issues to focus on. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been looking for little things to bring me joy now, and trying to, when I see something in nature, whatever, I'm trying to say, oh, isn't that neat, or that's unusual or something, and focus on that. To take my mind away when I start getting overburdened.
Excellent. That's a great way to start. And I think that the more you can do that, the easier things are going to flow for you, because joy is a high vibrating energy. So the more you can tune in with that, the easier things are going to go. Would you agree with that, Laura?
Yeah.
Not only would I agree, but I'm seeing her mother with her hands, palms down towards the earth, and she keeps making the gesture of moving her hands down and down and down, as if just calm down, you know. She's just saying, just calm down.
She would do that. Yeah, she would do that if things were upset at home or anywhere. She would make that gesture to whomever or whatever the situation was, like calm down,
She would do that. She's definitely here, and she's definitely with you. So just try to, like Jess said, just try to lighten it up a little bit and let the angels help you, because they're saying that they have heard your prayers.
That's great. Do either of you get a time frame when I'll get this noise thing resolved, if it is a physical situation? I think it's coming from an appliance, but it comes in different areas of the house too, so I don't know whether it's just reflecting off of that or... Do either of you see me getting that resolved soon?
Laura, are you getting anything on that?
The only thing I would share, I'm not getting anything specific with regard to the energy in her home other than the mother that I mentioned before. But one thing I'm sharing in chat right now is that, of course, one of the signs of presence from loved ones is messing up our electrical appliances, because electricity is energy and they're energy, and so it's easy to manipulate. But I'm not getting anything specific with regard to exactly what's going on for her. Are you, Jess?
No, I'm not really getting anything specific with that either, Patty. What I will tell you is it's something that I've learned. I believe it was a class with John Holland that I took, where he said, you know, if you feel like something's wrong with the electricity, call an electrician. If it still is happening, then you know it's your loved ones trying to get through to you.
Yeah, I called the power company, but they won't come out. So I'm gonna try somebody who may know something about my refrigerator. I'm gonna check that. But it's such a high frequency. It's so irritating. It just goes on from the time I come in until the time I leave, and it's never happened before. So it's really weird. But I know what you're saying about the electricity, because I do have a lot of things going on. My computer is always messed up, and there's times when I'll change batteries on things, and my remote stops working unexpectedly, and even the new batteries don't have. All kinds of weird stuff will go on. So I know what you're saying about the communication. The lights blow out a lot. I had an appraiser come one time looking at some things I had, and I didn't want to sell some glasses that belonged to my grandmother in a cabinet. And he was real kind of snippy about things, and he wanted to take what I wanted to keep. And after he left my grandmother's cabinet, the light blew right out. So I said, okay, Grandma, I'm not going to sell those glasses. I know you don't want me to.
So you're getting the signs.
Yeah. So I know what it's. I know when it's spirit, too. All right, lady, thank you very much for taking my call. This is the first time I've heard your show. Tune in again.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, Patty.
Thanks for bringing Mom through. I was asking her to show me a sign today. I needed
You're very
her
welcome.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Lots of love to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Patty. Bye-bye. Yes, I love that. And that brings up a good point, too, like we talked about, that you want to be open for signs, but you also want to be realistic.
Yes. That was good advice, Jeff.
Yeah. It was, you know, I love that. And as I say, I believe it was John Holland who said it, you know, not every flickering light bulb is going to be, you know, Grandma coming through. Sometimes it means that the light bulb needs to be changed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it reminds me of something that we've brought up in all of the Lighterian trainings and all of the other amazing healing work that I've had the chance to be part of. A lot of times people will say, well, this is just something coming to the surface that needs to be released, or this is a past life issue and it's time to release this. But I think the same advice would work for that as well. Well, why don't you see a doctor or a qualified healthcare practitioner and also do the energy healing, you know, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. Cover all your bases, because we are human beings, you know, spiritual beings having this human experience.
I like that.
So, it is easy to kind of get caught up sometimes and go a little bit too far, too, with the signs. So there's that balance I think we need to find.
Absolutely.
Definitely. All right. Let's see. Would you like to go to another caller?
Sure. I'm game for whatever you'd like, Jeff.
All right. We have, let's see, another one who's been waiting here very patiently. Area code 610. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit.
Hi. Yes, my name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Yes. I was just wondering if you had a feeling, if you could maybe give me some insight. I have an event to go to in a big city, and actually it was a class, and there's a men's night, like we're invited to bring our, you know, relatives, exes, that kind of thing, and, you know, children, sons over the age of 18, and I have a 20-year-old son, and I was wondering, did it feel like that would be good to bring him to this event? I wasn't sure.
May I have his first name? It helps me to tune into his particular energy.
Yeah, his name is James.
James. Before I answer that question directly, I'm being told by Spirit something different for you, and I always trust what it is that they have to share,
okay,
because they know much better than me.
Yeah.
And I talked a little bit when we were talking about the oil spill about being an empath, and Spirit is sharing that you have a lot of empathic qualities as well.
Yeah, I've just discovered this year how huge a problem
Okay.
is.
Yes. Yes, and so they are definitely validating that for you. And so you're talking about going into a big city, so you want to get really grounded, and you want to get knowledgeable about your own energy field and how to protect that and how to maintain it and how to stay connected to source. Have you been looking into those types of things since found out that?
Yeah, I've done many years of training classes, yeah.
Okay, great. Great. So that is wonderful. Jess, do you want to take the second part?
Sure. And it's interesting because I was also picking up that empathic energy around you too. And what I'm going to say to you, Eileen, is that I'm actually feeling the energy of Archangel Michael around you. He seems to be hanging out here tonight with us. But I really do feel him very strongly working with you. I feel like his purpose, he's telling me, is twofold. One is to help you tune into your healing gifts more and to work with them. And so I feel like asking for his help and asking him to show you what the next, quote-unquote, the next right step to take is in terms of your healing work.
Okay.
And also he is there as a protector for you. I feel like he is helping you to, as an empath, to stay protected, to stay grounded, and to stay clear so that you are not picking up other people's stuff, so to speak.
Right.
So does that help for you?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm getting some information with regard to your question about James, and what I'm hearing from the angels is that you may have to have a little bit more patience with him with regard to his own spiritual journey. My sense is that he's not exactly in the same place you are, and so the best thing to do is to ask him if he would like to go, and if he says no, then really respect that he's not ready for that.
Okay. All right, I'll try that.
And one other thing I have to ask you, Eileen, is I'm picking up, is James a pacer? Because I'm getting the sense of him pacing or being impatient. It's like he can't sit still. Do you understand this?
I'm kind of pacing right now because he's in the house, so to move the phone out of his earshot, I'm outside walking up and down my driveway.
Got it. Okay, because I just felt pacing. I'm like, I can't sit still.
Well, normally I sit still way too much, so it's actually good for me to get out and pace. So, yeah.
Got it. I love when spirit does that. It just was so clear, so I had to ask.
Yeah. No, you were right. One time I did a phone session when we were driving through Egypt, and we were rushing back to get to the hotel room. So the taxi driver was taking this wild ride through Cairo, and the person doing the session, I didn't tell her. And she's like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm driving through wild car chases. Yes, I realize how that can come through the phone, so sorry.
Oh, that's okay, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is funny how that happens, isn't it?
It really is, and the energy is so connected and blended, too, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, and it really is amazing how... And people often will ask me, well, how do you get something over the phone? And I say, it's all energy. So it comes just the same as it does in person.
Yes, it does. Although I have to admit that there are times when I like seeing someone right in front of me and getting to know them that way, but it definitely can work remotely or over the internet or over the phone as well.
Yes, I agree. There is something about that in person, having somebody there and having them being able to be with the, see the cards and be with that energy.
Yeah.
It's very, very different, but kind of enjoyable to see that process too.
But like we're doing here tonight, talking to the whole world, not everyone is right here in our backyard, so we have to do it in a variety of ways.
Yep, and you know what? The one thing that I find, and I know that you and I have talked about this too, is that there are some people that will do email readings, and yet I don't feel comfortable with that personally. It's just not my preference. How about you?
I really do either in person or over the phone, to be honest with you. I know during my show there's a lot of people that sometimes want to ask questions in chat, or even IM me during the show, and it's flat for me. For some reason, it's flat. Whereas if I have someone sitting in front of me or I'm on the phone the way we are doing the show, it's not flat and I'm able to read it. But I know that there are a lot of wonderful psychics and mediums and intuitives out there who do the email thing and who do the internet thing, but like you, I prefer either in person or over the phone. Just my own preference with my energy.
Yep, I agree. There is just something about that, having the person either there or having their voice, that really feels much more personal to me, too.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So let's see. Let's go back to our switchboard here. Let's go to area code 631. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
Hi. What can we do for you this evening? And also, what's your name?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
I have two questions. One about my love life. I'm seeing someone now. I just want a couple of dates. I want to see what you see with that. Or I'm interested in getting married, maybe adopting a child in the future. I've been single a long time, and I just want to know what you see with that.
Okay.
You're asking. Let me just make sure I understand the question. You're asking about whether you will be married and adopt a child in the future?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering if you were that close to that with someone you're dating. Okay. I got a little confused. I'm sorry. What I am being shown is Archangel Michael. He's definitely around us tonight. He came in for that other caller that Jess helped bring through, and he's saying that there are some fear attachments for you that he would like to help release. He's saying that with regard to relationships, and so this would be a wonderful thing to ask his help with. I mentioned to a previous caller that sometimes that's a good thing to do right before you fall asleep and ask the angels to help ease your fears and release any cords to fear that you may have still around you. And what the angels are saying for you is you tend to be a caretaker, and so you can sometimes attract to you people who need to be taken care of in a variety of ways, whether physically or emotionally, because you're such a caring and loving and you're a healer. And so you want to make sure that you cut the attachments so that in the future, Spirit can bring in some healthy matches for you. And they don't want to bring in anything too serious for you right now until we release this energy, because it's going to be, they're saying you're going to keep going down the same path. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. So just ask my fears?
Yeah, ask them to help you ease the fears and ask them to bring in someone who's a healthy match for you, not someone who is in need of help and healing. Well, I mean, we're all in need of help and healing, but you want it to be someone who's got a bit of it going on already. Jess, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to tag right onto your message and also add that there's a worthiness factor in here, too, and I'm going to say, Suzanne, that it's really important for you to believe that you are worthy of a wonderful, loving relationship and that you are worthy of a relationship where you are an equal partnership, not just the caretaker in this. Do you understand that? Suzanne, do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, excellent. Because I feel like that's going to be a really important piece of this, too. The more that you can get in touch with your own worthiness and self-confidence, the easier it's going to be, like Laura said, to attract this relationship that's a vibrational match for you.
Okay. Well, I know that I am, and I have been working on that. But I'll have, like, my mother will say, oh, if they have show a little bit of interest in you, you better stay with them. Like, you know, I can't get anybody else or something.
No. You don't want to listen to your mother with regard to that.
Right, exactly.
Maybe she has other sound advice, but the angels are saying that's not a good thing to
I
adopt.
That,
and I'm
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, but I do feel that I am, you know, worthy, and I'm looking for the right person and things.
And the angels are saying don't give up hope either. There might be a part of you who's kind of given up hope, so don't give up hope, okay?
All right, so don't give up hope and then just know that I'm worthy and then ask the Archangel Michael to cut the fear and to bring in someone healthy.
Absolutely. Sounds like a good plan.
And do you think, real quick, do you think my custody battle is going to be over soon? Do you have any advice on that? Because it's been dragging. Supposed to go to court June 24th.
Jess, Jess, you getting anything on that question?
You know, I'm not getting a. I'm not really getting a specific answer on that, a yes or no with that. But what I will say to you is that I'm hearing visualizing is going to help you with this. Just visualizing a positive outcome for everyone involved, not just for you, but for everyone involved. Whatever the positive outcome is, that's going to help with the situation.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, and I do find that, I'm wondering if you do too, Laura, where sometimes the angels will not give specific answers or spirit will not give specific answers but more guide you in the direction of where you need to go. Do you find that too?
Well, I kind of think that's the whole point of our being here. To some level, we have to learn these things for ourselves. I think that the angels and our spirit guides and loved ones can assist and can help point us in the direction of the best possible outcome for us, but the rest of it is our work, and it's our free will to make those choices. And I just said this on my show last Monday evening about how You're familiar with the whole Abraham thing and the law of attraction, and they say that it's, you know, ask for what you want, allow the angel, or and then it is given. It's given automatically, and then you have to allow it to come in. And I think that it's that third part of the equation, allowing it to come in, where a lot of us mess up the deal. And
yes,
if we can, and it felt like for that caller with regard to the custody thing, if she let go of the judgments about how it was supposed to come down, then the best possible outcome can come in the same way you were suggesting. And so sometimes we have to surrender that a little bit to spirit. But yeah, I don't find that spirit always gives specifics. They, you know, specific days or specific time frames or yes or no answers, because it's about the journey for us, I think.
Right, exactly. And I know sometimes that people will come in and they're looking for predictions or specific answers, and that's not always the way it works, because we have that free will, and we need to honor, or they need to honor that process for us too.
And, you know, I just got a message from the angels for one of my shows. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, and I blogged about it a little bit too, in that all we're doing as mediums or as psychics or as intuitives is reading the energy now. And quite frankly, all there is now. And so we really can't ever guarantee any prediction of the future. And like you said, we always have free will to make different choices, and the other people involved have free will to make different choices, and that can change the outcome. Even if the outcome as we see it as a psychic is accurate, there are so many factors involved that can shift that. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%, Jeff.
Definitely. So I think we have time probably to get to one more reading. So
sounds good.
Let's go to area code 608. Welcome to In Touch with Spirit.
Hi. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Nice to hear a male caller. So glad you called in.
Hi. My name's Dennis. The question I have is, the last two times I've did meditation, today and yesterday, I've seen some people I felt that was trying to come through, one lady, a female figure, and then today also a male figure, but I couldn't pick up who they were or what the particular message was they was trying to convey, and I was just wondering if you could shed any light.
Well, Dennis, I'm getting right away that you have some pretty high-level channeling guides that work with you, and my sense is that they're telling me that you're being groomed to help bring these messages to other people, so the same way Jess or I do, or in whatever way feels right to you. My sense is that you have very strong psychic gifts and very strong mediumship gifts, and really it's just like putting the training wheels on a tricycle. You just have to keep practicing, and the more you practice, the clearer the messages will be. And sometimes what we need to do is, when we don't quite understand who it is that's coming through or what we're supposed to do with that or who it's for, we have to ask them. We have to say, please help me understand who you are. Please help me understand what I'm supposed to do with this information. So I think that just keep keep up the meditation practice. The angels are clapping their hands or their wings for you for doing that work. And it really feels like this is the beginning of an exciting journey where you will be able to bring through people for other people as well.
Okay.
And, Dennis, I'm just going to add on to that. I'm not sure if this is necessarily the female figure that you were getting, but since you talked about the meditation and I've been hearing your voice here, and while Laura was bringing through the messages as well, I keep feeling the energy of the Ascended Master Kuan Yin around you. I don't know if you have felt a particular connection with her, but she is truly the goddess of compassion, and her name actually means she who hears all prayers. So I feel like if you do what Laura suggested of asking who this is that was with you during these meditation times, either Kuan Yin or these energies themselves will let you know who it is and how they're working with you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
These things have been going on with me for quite a while, and
yeah.
I haven't known what to do with it.
Yeah, they've been waiting for you to step forward and accept it. Absolutely. I would keep the meditation practice up and see if there are any spiritual groups in your area, wherever it is that you are, and reach out to other people who are doing this. Maybe take some classes or read some books that resonate with you. You're definitely supposed to use these gifts.
Well, unfortunately, I'm disabled from a stroke. And I live kind of in the rural area, and there's hardly nobody around here, so I'm kind of on my own.
Well, keep chatting with us online and other really beautiful, authentic spiritual programs. The internet helps in situations such as yours when we can't physically get there, but I would definitely keep up that practice. You have beautiful gifts.
Okay, thank you very much.
And Dennis, just one other thing, I would say that if this is a gift that you want to pursue and sharing it with others, set the intention for it and let Spirit bring that opportunity to you, because you never know how that will come to you.
Okay. All right, I'll take that advice. All right, thank you, ladies.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so
have a great
calling,
night.
Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Laura, I can't believe it. Our hour is just about up.
It always goes by so fast.
It does, I know. This just flew by this time. So one more time, for those who are listening, can you just give us your website and also really quick, any event you want to let them know about?
Sure, the website. Thank you. The website is thepurplerose.net, and you can check out all of the events there. We have some great open reading days and nights coming up, and also some great classes, so check that out. And my show is Discovering Nature Spirit. It'll be tomorrow night at the same time if anyone wants to join me every Monday evening. And please keep listening to Jess, because she's an amazing earth angel.
Oh, thank you, Laura. You are, too. And
thank
I am
you.
So excited. I will be on your show in a couple of weeks, too.
Yay!
So I can't wait for that. We'll get to play again. So thank you so
much
for being
here. We'll be together again.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And thanks to everyone who called in this evening and everyone who was in the chat. We appreciate having you all there. Just so everyone is aware, for the next time that we are on the show, on June 27th at 7 p.m., my special guest will be Ursula Diber, who is an empowerment coach and an energy healer and owner of a business called Steps to Inspire. Again, that will be on Sunday, June 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I hope you can all join me for that show. And until then, I hope that you have a wonderful 2 weeks getting in touch with Spirit.